This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is The Bigger Picture, and I'm T. Xiaoyik. Phase 2 of the COVID-19 vaccination program is now well underway for those aged above 60 and those with comorbidities. But there are some older adults who are still concerned about whether it's safe to get the jab. Here at BFM, we've gotten some senior citizens to share positive experiences of getting their vaccine. Here's Dr. Rebecca George, who's one of the earliest and foremost female pediatricians in Malaysia, sharing her story.
I'm Dr. Rebecca George. I was born and brought up in India. I came to Malaysia after I got married in 1962. I qualified as a pediatrician from the Royal College of Physicians in London. Then after returning, I worked at the General Hospital in Kuala Lumpur and later at the University Malaya Medical Center. I'm very old, nearly 87. I got the vaccination done. I'm afraid that though this infection can be very mild, like an ordinary flu, but it can develop very serious complications and it can cause death, as it's happening now in very different centers. And the other, because now the movement is restricted, that I cannot go and visit my children and grandchildren who are in Australia, and they are unable to come and visit me. So it's become a health crisis.
And what do you think about the vaccination? How will it help?
The vaccination is preventive, and many diseases like tetanus and diphtheria, polio, were rampant and causing a lot of complications in children. That's what was occurring when I first came to Malaysia. Now we don't see them. After the vaccination program was started, so that is why I'm very impressed by the vaccination program and hope that it will be carried out properly.
And how did you feel about you personally being able to get the vaccine? Were you worried about it at all?
No, I was not worried because I've seen so many cases where the vaccine has been given, and that so I was not worried about the vaccinating program.
All right. Can you share about your experience of going for the vaccination? What was it like?
So the place was the Forest Research Institute. It was a very clean and well-organized place. And then they gave special privileges as I was in a wheelchair.
And did you have any side effects after getting the jab?
No, I didn't have any side effects. My husband has also had a jab, and he's 90, and he's just feeling a bit tired, but he's feeling quite well. And many of my relatives around my age have had the jabs, and they are all okay. Many people are scared of getting the jabs.
Why do you think they're scared, especially for senior citizens?
They're scared because of the the news items impressing about the dangers of the vaccination and the bad reactions that have occurred. And that is being played around so much that people are getting frightened.
And what would you tell to them to help allay their fears?
You can tell them about the early diseases like diphtheria and tetanus, which are causing a lot of deaths and complications. But after we started the immunization program, we don't see these diseases, and therefore we don't see the complications.
So just like vaccinations for children, this is equally important.
Yes. The trouble is that COVID-19 can be in a very mild form, but it can create a lot of serious problems. So that is why it is important that it should be prevented with immunization and any other way in which can be done.
That was Puan Sri Dr. Rebecca George, one of Malaysia's earliest women pediatricians, sharing her experience getting the COVID-19 vaccination. If you'd like to share her experience with your friends and family, you can download the podcast from BFM.my or from our BFM app by searching for COVID-19 vaccine stories. You can register for your jab on MySejahtera or on vaccinecovid.gov.my. This has been The Bigger Picture on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.